7%. That is how much coronavirus cases have increased in the past week, according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Here she is today at a White House briefing.
As the trends and data have been indicating, cases are increasing nationally, and we are seeing this occur predominantly in younger adults. This is why you've heard me so clearly share my concern. We know that these increases are due, in part, to more highly transmissible variants, which we are very closely monitoring.
Dr. Walensky also applauded the vaccine effort and the record 4 million doses administered on Saturday. For more now, let's bring in Dr. Megan Ranney. She's an emergency physician at Brown University and the director of the Brown Lifespan Center for Digital Health. Welcome, doctor. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're hearing great news on the vaccine front, but bad news, it seems, about an increase of cases. Dr. Michael Osterholm told Meet the Press over the weekend that we are in a, quote, Category 5 hurricane, and he expects huge increases globally in the next couple of weeks. To your mind, doctor, are we headed for a fourth surge here?
It's a little early to tell here in the United States. We're certainly seeing increasing numbers. We continue to be in this race between the novel variants, particularly that B.1.1.7 variant that was first identified in Britain, and the vaccines. And really what happens next is up to us. If we keep wearing masks in public, if we keep following those same basic public health suggestions or rules, we can avert a significant surge. We are going to see some increases in numbers no matter what. But if we throw masks to the wind, we will be heading into a fourth surge.
So tell us more about these variants that you mentioned. They're being reported in Massachusetts, Florida, Alaska, and many other states. How widespread are they, and how much are they really driving these case increases?
So it's tough to know with certainty how widespread the variants are because we simply weren't doing a lot of sequencing of the genomes of COVID-19 cases up until very recently. But it seems that particularly that B.1.1.7 variant is increasing in prevalence. So more and more of the cases that we are sequencing are coming back positive for the B.1.1.7 variant. As a reminder, that's the one that took Europe, originally the UK and then the rest of Europe, by storm and has driven the surge there over the last couple of months. We know it's quite prevalent in Florida, in Massachusetts, and elsewhere. And it is more transmissible, which means it's easier to catch. It spreads more easily. Why those masks are so, so important right now. There are also a bunch of other variants out there, Jane, which are giving equal, if not more, concern to the public health community because some of those other variants might be more resistant to the vaccine. The vaccines that are currently out there work very well against B.1.1.7, but might not work as well against some of the other new variants that we're identifying. Mm.
We heard Dr. Walensky talk about the increase in cases among young adults. Doctor, what should we know about this increase in infections among younger people?
You know, I think that younger folks, first of all, are least likely to have been vaccinated, so they don't have the protection of the vaccine, which is just, again, I can't say it enough. It's almost magical in how well it works. The second thing is that they're more likely to be out and about, going to restaurants and bars. It has been really tough on young people to stay home for the past year. The third thing is that being young does not protect you. As an ER doc, I can tell you I've admitted a bunch of 30 and 40-year-olds to the intensive care unit at my hospital. And so I wish that folks wouldn't feel that they're protected simply because they are young.
So there's an increase in young people being infected, but CDC Director Walensky also said that total deaths from the virus are down right now. So how do you see those numbers, a sort of lagging indicator?
So it's two parts. One is, yes, it's a lagging indicator. We know that we don't see deaths until somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks after someone has been infected. So I would expect that deaths will start to increase over the next couple of weeks. But the other part is that we know that older folks are more likely to die. And we have done a wonderful job of vaccinating people who are in nursing homes, people who are age 75 plus, and we're starting to see increasing numbers of vaccines among the age 65 plus. I think that's also helping to drive down the total number of deaths.
Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency room physician at Brown University and director of the Brown Lifespan Center for Digital Health, giving us an update today on COVID-19. Doctor, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.